This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Brian Zilm, the Zoning and Economic Development Grant Writer Administrator for the City of Carlinville. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Brian, we're going to go over something today that came up very recently. Governor Pritzker actually came to Hillsborough over in Montgomery County to announce what I'm calling the new $50 million rebuild Illinois Main Street and Downtown Capital Program. And this program, as we know, there's been a lot of programs since COVID's been around. It's helped to, I guess you would say, it's trying to help revitalize communities and areas that were hit hard by COVID and so forth. But thought we'd talk today a little bit first about, in general, what this program is, and then we'll get to what's Carlinville doing about it, or are they considering it, or whatever is going on. So if you would, could you tell us a little bit about what the $50 million Rebuild Illinois Main Street program is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way I look at it, if ever a grant was written that is in Carnival's sweet spot, I would say it's this grant. Up to $3 million to support improvements and encourage investments in like a downtown area like we have here in Carlinville. You can roads, parking, sidewalks, infrastructure is in there as well. Water, sewer infrastructure, which is always big in Carlinville. But you can also put it towards parks, plazas, and lighting and landscape, which is something members of the community have already shown interest in to me. So this is a fantastic opportunity for Carlinville. And, you know, like I said, if there's ever a grant that was in our sweet spot, this is it.
This program has some qualifying aspects to it. Again, it comes with if you're in a certain area or a certain, geographic area, I should say, there might be a little better chance of one receiving the grant money. Do I read that right?
Yeah, you do. And Carnival checks a couple of those boxes. We're located in a rural area that has had some major job loss. COVID-19 has hit us hard. You know, it's in regard to like a historical district, you know, our downtown square isn't one, but it's still a historical significance to it. So that should help us as well. And one thing, if we demonstrate extensive community support for a project that we hope to put in the application for, that would also help. So Carnival checks a lot of boxes for what the state is looking for in awarding this grant.
As you said, up to $3 million possible. I was wondering, is this all or nothing you would come up with, and we'll get to specifically what maybe we're looking at Carlinville-wise, but is this all you have to go in for one shot, or can you go, I want to do this in one part and another in another part, or is it one time only?
Well, that's a little more in the weeds than we've gotten to already, because right now we're almost playing a little bit of Tetris. You know, there's a lot of grants out there, and we need to find out, okay, let's say West Main is highly on our list. Does that fit into this opportunity more, or do we put that towards rescue plan money that we've received and receive more of? There's a couple different grants out there. So we're trying, like I said, playing in a little bit of Tetris to see where everything fits right now. So it's hard to map out specifically, you know, if this will be an all or none approach, especially since this grant just got announced last week. We've got a little bit of work on our end to do to start mapping this out over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Now, this is all going through DCEO, I guess, again?
Yep, it sure is. DCEO, Rebuild Downtowns and Main Street Capital Grant. That's what they're calling it. And since I've come to this position a couple months ago, I've really created a great relationship with our DCEO representative. Her name is Allie. She was just here last week for a back-to-business grant, helping some businesses with that. So really happy with the relationship we have with DCEO right now.
One thing we also probably should point out, there's a when we're talking about different stipulations, is you, as the city of Carlinville, are a governmental agency, and these grants would be no matching funds or anything like that, correct?
Correct, yep. On the government side, there's no match. There is a private opportunity, you know, for a private business, but then it's up to 50% for them for matching. So we're obviously more focused on the non-matching part.
Let's go ahead and explore sort of, as you said, this is very new, but what is the thinking in Carlinville? What are you zeroing in on, or what is probably first on the plate?
I think West Main Street, the infrastructure there, is probably first on our plate because IDOT's going to come in and repave that, I believe, in 24. I think that's the plan right now. So we want to make sure the infrastructure underneath that is in great shape when that's repaired. But also, you know, we want to hear from the community on this, what their priorities are, what they would like to see done. I had probably five or six people forward this grant on to me from the community, just showing interest. So I would expect there to be some public hearings where we ask the community to come in and just basically, you know, what would you like? How can we maybe fit your project into this grant? See if it does. If it doesn't fit in this grant, I'd love to have the, you know, the idea, because there's always going to be grants coming where I can maybe fit their project in. So public hearings, I think, are definitely coming.
And that will be up to the city council to set those as far as when the public can speak their mind?
Correct. Yep. And I imagine this will happen very quickly.
I guess so, because we don't have a lot of time. While there's not, you know, a rush, this has to be applied for by what date?
January. I believe it's January, off the top of my head, January 10th of next year. So while, you know, you look at it and it's like, well, we got a couple months, but we've also got to have the engineering work done. We've got to have, we got to write the grant. So this is something that will have to happen very quickly, so that when it comes to writing the grant, we have all the information we need, we have all the engineering work and costs figured out. Because, you know, with DCAO and grants like this, they don't come around often. So we want to make sure we submit a strong grant proposal, and hopefully we can get some money for these projects.
You mentioned earlier in our conversation that it's for downtown revitalization and things like that. And then you said, I'm sure good news to everybody, West Main being repaved by IDOT. It's got a little rough in the past few years. With that, would that be downtown, say, West Main from up by the square all the way to the railroad track, or would that cut off as far as, quote, downtown?
Well, so they're going to IDOT is going to repave out to where Shell and the Wood Duck is, you know, the train station.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to do those sidewalks. We would love to enhance the lighting there. So, you know, there's always the romantic idea of people stopping on the train, walking up to the square, shopping at all the stops there, maybe having a bite to eat at a restaurant, coming back, catching the train back, but doing that loop. And I think that's something we're really looking at as a possibility because of the grant opportunities that are out there. But again, we're just playing a little bit of Tetris, trying to make something fit in the best spot.
So you'll be starting to, I guess, pull together what engineering work you may have to do and so forth, and then in conjunction with that will be the possibility of some public input. Is that sort of how this is going then?
Absolutely. Yep. We obviously we have things that we would like to accomplish with these grants, but we want public input as much as possible. You know, I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 pretty much, and I would love to hear from people. Just come in. If you got an idea, I can absolutely add it to the list. We would love to hear that, and same is true for public feedback at public hearings. It is more than welcome for someone to come and just shoot their idea out there. We'd love to hear it.
And that would be even if it maybe it doesn't apply to this, the stipulations of this rebuild the downtown area, it still might be something, as you say, to put in the memory banks for something that may come up in the future.
Oh, absolutely. I've got a running Excel spreadsheet of all the grants that are out there, and also the projects that people have mentioned to me, because, yeah, maybe something will not fit into this downtown Main Street grant. But it might fit into something at DNR. It might fit into something through IDOT. It's always best to have as much project information that's out there so that maybe I can fit it into another grant that we're looking for down the road.
Well, Brian, as we come towards the end of the show, you said you're always glad to hear from somebody. Did you want to give them a contact number if they'd like to, talk to you about any of the issues we brought up today?
Without a doubt. My direct line here at City Hall is 217-854-4908. People can email me. It's bzilm@cityofcarmel.com. Come into City Hall, 550 North Broad Street. Absolutely would love to talk to people about their ideas.
Brian Zilm, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Great. Thanks, Rick. Have a great weekend.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.